So we start with Chas Chaim over here. Over here we're in Parak Gimel in Shaar, Shaar with Chas Chaim. It says the following. Over here we're going to explain that the Torah saves a person from pain, from many bad things happening to him. The supposed merit of learning Torah, even in this world, protects the person from many problems and issues and subjugations in this world and in the next world. So Gemara Bracha says the following. Chas Chaim says, come and see how great the strength, the power of Torah is. The Pasuk Gemara Bracha says the following. Whoever learns and then delves into Torah, they forgive him for all his sins. Gemara Bracha says, hey. Right? Says, you try to work hard on the Torah, get into it. Then they forgive him on all his sins. So now, like I said, the chesed ve'emes yichubar amla. The kindness and the truth, which is referring to the Torah, then a person sins to get forgiven. So put it to try to do tshuva. But even after we try to do tshuva, we still need a tikkun. We need to fix up. Tshuva is really like, from now on, I'm going to try to fix up. We have to really do tikkun for the past. So learning the Torah helps us get a tikkun, and that they should give us in our, all our averus. Or avinim. All avonot. Even the averus we did on purpose. They were older than the prophet.
What does that
mean? Avon. That's avon. Avon is amazing. A chet is shagir. Avon is amazing.
Wow.
It's like even an oven, I know it's not, it's an oven, even a person of vanessa of an oven, which is amazing, then from learning Torah, a person can merit that they should give him for all the various even amazing. But Amru Oyed also says in the Gemara, Barach Estaf Hei. Kala Isaac with Torah, whoever deals with Torah, Yisurim B'deilim Menu. His Yisurim, his pain, will be removed from it. Like I said, Shanao B'nei Rashi, we will off the Eid of Al Torah. Shanao Tav Hinech B'nei Menu. So brings Psukim over there, that the Pasuk says, B'nei Resha, Ya'akbiru Uf, which says that people who have Yisurim, Resha, is a Yisurim, people who have pain, then the learning of Torah will remove the pain from them. Come to Gemara, the time of Eliyahu, right, which is the Medrash from Eliyahu Adavi. What does it say over there? Tana Dabe Eliyahu. It's called Tanad Be'eliyo.
It's
an art school? What? No, not Tanad. That is part from, also that is one of the things that's written in that book. Is we also say from Tebe'eliyo, we prescribe and say it before, at the end of Ketoret, before Aleinu, in Shachris. Tanad Be'eliyo. The whole sefer, a lot of Hasidim read it, have a minute to read it, Matzei Shabbos, to read it, Nisim of Eliyahu Navi. A lot of stories of Eliyahu Navi, Midrashim, all things from Eliyahu Navi. So, what does it say in Tanad Be'eliyo? The golden star vine, it's called Tanad Be'eliyo. It was taught in the Beis Medrash of Eliyahu Navi.
I have it here.
You have one? It's also good.
Sure,
it says, what do you see, Imra Isa? If a person sees, to Yisurim Mimash Pshen Ubal, a person sees a lot of different pains and different things that are coming on him. Ruts L'Divrei Torah. Run to the Torah. Umiyad immediately. Hayisurim barkam imcha. The Yisurim will want to run away from you. As you run to Torah, you come to Beis Medrash, start running. You have all these different things in your head. Come and you run. Say, I want to run. What do you need to run to learn Torah? I mean, it doesn't only mean run physically. It also means come right away. Sit down and try to take this thing off our minds. I want to try to learn. Then miyat immediately hayisurim barkam imcha. If you really run to the Torah, the Yisurim will run away from you.
What about that
Gemara? Shenemak says, lecha mi b'yuchad accommodation in my chid. Which one, brachas?
One brachas. If you feel the answer, I should. If that doesn't work, then you're going to have a misa. So what does it mean that if you do this, everything will run away? Obviously, you have different etzes. If it doesn't,
there's one chadah. One chadah says, if you really, over here, Gemara saying you can't run to it. What does it mean it didn't work? First of all,
what do you mean you can't say shema? If you say shema, of course you can say shema.
The same shema. So it's really what it means to learn Torah.
Rambam says the same shema means being like yichud, like a remnant.
There are all these things. There's different levels and everything. Right. You can read, but even Pagamon knows that you can read the words of Torah sometimes. You know, understand? You still can't learn Torah. There is a thing of it not working. What? Yeah, fine. This Chas Chaim don't explain it somewhere else. Then a lot of times, because things Chazal don't work is because you have other issues that are blocking, right? That's why I said if you do Chazal, he says, wash the guilty dime, you get rich. I feel do it. They're careful. There are other issues that are stopping. So if you wouldn't have any answers, then this will be fine. Understand? That's Chavs Chaz and all Chavs. He's in the beginning of Chazit Yosidani. So all these things, Chalaz Emes, and usually you see it work. If it doesn't, it's your fault. It's your problem. It's not their problem. Good. But for other men, sometimes, Matzelus Leistung, it could even save him. Gam un Eschai Misa L'Shemayim. Even if a person is Chai Misa B'di Shemayim, still, learning Torah could protect him. And could break them, forgive him for instance. Like it says in Medrash Rav Parash Kedoshim, Nuchsho Adu Bavir. Let's say a person stumbled on Avir, Mayi Asa V'yiyah. What should you do to Techiyach yet? How do I get life? A person did Avir that he's Chai Misa now. Right? Now, Tshuva doesn't always help. A person is Chai Misa, let's say a person is Chai even Misa B'di Shemayim, Misa's best in. What should you do now? How do you get that off of you? So how do you get that death sentence off of you? If you can read, look, Ristaf Echor, Yikrish 9. If you used to read one page, start reading two pages. Since if you read one parak, read two. If you read one page, you should increase your learning because that will increase your life. Increase your life. If you learned one, so we see, of course, the person has to do tshuva, but even when we do tshuva, first of all, tshuva, we don't do tshuva shlema. A lot of us do real tshuva. And even then, even when we do tshuva, we still have to fix up our damage. We damage a lot of things. A lot of times we don't have the power to fix up. By learning Torah, this gives us more of a strength. And then maybe we'll try to do some, have tikkunim and get some tshuva. Fine, Baruch Hashem. Let's see what Kutei Etzes. We're in Emes Vemuna, Etzah Mem Dalet. Kutei Etzes. Ikra Amuna Shlema, the main way to get perfect Amuna, how can we marry to this? Zaycha, we marry to this, Ayideh Skarvis La Tzadik Amiti. It's true coming close to a true Tzadik. Sheesh La Bechinas Ruach HaKadosh, who has the aspect of Ruach HaKadosh. Shayideh said that through this, through being connected to him, this Tzadik, who he has clarity and he's connected to Hashem, he has the aspect of Ruach HaKadosh. Nispar HaMedama. Then the person who came close to the Tzadik, their imagination also becomes clarified. Which means when imagination is this and that, all our shtusim and all our bilbulim, all imaginations, all our things, we don't know what's going to be, we're nervous, we're this, we're that. All our yitzaharas were all imagination. Like yitzaharas, everything's all imagination. All the time is all imagination. So by us coming close to the tzaddik, who he cleared his medama, he doesn't have this false illusions anymore, right? And he has asked for the Ruach HaKadosh. By coming close to him, this can help us clarify all our confusion and bulim and all our illusions and imaginations, right? And this can help us actually get to real emuna, to get to emuna shlema.
So what means
what does it mean to be close to tzaddik? So a lot of ways close to tzaddik. As far as I say, the main way to be close to tzaddik is to follow his advice, to follow his etzas.
Should be able to smell him.
There's different ways. Everybody in their own level, but pashtus. As they say, being close, the main way to be close to someone is to, right, if you say, how do you be close to somebody when you share things in common, right? If you're very different from a person, you say, oh, I'm close to you, and then you're not connected. When you connect yourself to his advice, so, then that's how you come close to that tzaddik. That's the main way to make yourself close to tzaddik. I break myself, and I forget about my own ideas and my own plans, and I do what the tzaddik is telling me to do, even though I think I have my own plans. So that's how you get, like anybody, how do you come close to Hashem? By breaking my rasa, doing his rasa, how do you become close to a wife? By breaking myself to do what she wants and give to her and do what she wants, as you come close to someone. So tzaddikim, also the way I come close to the tzaddik is by forgetting about my rasa, putting aside my will, and trying to do what the tzaddik is teaching me to do, the way he's teaming me to come close to Hashem. So he said, when I'm coming close to the tzaddik, we said, listening to the advice of the tzaddik, who has the aspect of Ruach HaKadosh, then it helps me automatically clarify my midame. Through this, that's the main way a person could come to complete Amuna. A person could merit to believe in Hashem Yisparach. Hashem made the world, Yesh Ma'ayin, something from nothing. So who you said that call? This is the foundation of everything, have Amuna in Hashem. V'chol ha'olam, and all the world, is dependent on Amuna in Hashem. Ois memhei. Amuna, ta'ilav ha'pesh v'la'adam. Amuna is dependent by the mouth of the person. Which means to speak like davar emunah bepeh. First, to speak like that's all Chazal's make us daven. To speak the emunah with your mouth. That's what we daven. To speak the emunah with our mouth, right? Even though the whole tefillah is supposed to be avodah shel lev, but Chazal's no. They taught us the only way to get into your lev is by speaking it out. The way to get the emunah into our hearts, not just by thinking about Hashem for 2 hours. You also have to speak it out. Question God, like I said in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, "Idia, I will make known emunah so that my faith in you befi with my mouth." So how does a practical etzah for us? So first of all, Tefillah has to be in the mouth. It can't just be in the heart. Oh, think it's all theoretical. Think about Hashem. It has to also be speaking about emunah. Therefore, let's say a person is falling for emunah. They're having a hard day. They're having a little limit. It's not easy. They're falling for having emunah. Everything's going to be good. It's Hashem. It's all good. What should they do? Eidel is that advice for this. She dabra, a person should speak emunah, the emunah befit. Say, I believe Hashem is going to help me. Speak it out. Even though in my heart I'm thinking about it. I'm having confusion. Speak out. I believe Hashem is going to help me. And that itself will help me free myself, get myself to have emunah. She yamra pe mali, a person should say, Shehu ma'amin, bechulu. Say, I believe Hashem is going to help me. I believe Hashem is in charge. I believe Hashem is going to help me in this and this issue I'm going through. Kizeba asme, this alone, this itself. She me dabra befit, diburi emunah. That a person speaks the emunah with their mouth. This itself is emunah. Even though right now I'm having a hard time believing this thing right now, I don't see how I'm going to get $10,000 by tomorrow. But say, I believe Munah Shleim Hashem, if he wants, he can help me get $1,000 by tomorrow. That itself is aspect of that itself can bring me emunah. Even though in my mind I'm doubting it a little bit, speak it out. Even though I don't know how it's going to work, speak it out. I believe Hashem could do it. Also through this, even if a person's not having bilbulim, say you're having your level of emunah. By speaking at emunah, a person can reach the level of complete emunah. Ki emunah tel ba'peh shel adam kana. So emunah is dependent by the mouth of a person, like we mentioned earlier. So where are we holding here? We're holding here basically like a new sugya. It's connected, of course, to what we were speaking about earlier. Right, one that down on the base 4b and Tzatzim Feita. Because we're bringing three cases that Rav argues, or he doesn't argue, and Rav has an opinion, and we go like Rav. So, right, we brought one case, right, was the... Well, we brought two cases, and now we're up to the third case that we're going to pass in like Rav in this Gemara now. Three lines at the bottom, 4b. Itzmar. Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. What do you have when you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Rav Ushmuel and Rav Eshmuel, the Amri Tarzai, they both say, both of them agree. No, the Bazeh, if the egg is born on this day, Asur Bazeh, it's Asur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So I'll say Rashi is to understand what's going on a bit. Asur b'zeh, three lines at the bottom. If it's born on this day, it's Asur on the next. Comes Rashi right away, and we're coming off the last sugya, continuing on with the same focus. Shehim v'adai choy kavua. The reason why an egg on this day is Asur on the next day, it's definitely a set statute, it's a set rule. They say it should be like one long egg. We mentioned yesterday, like Rashi even telling us this you say this, that we have to know this important fact that if the Chazal originally made it 2 days, that's the way they said in stone it should be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, then it's Kedusha Achas. It's like one more. They establish also, you have to treat it one more Kedusha. You can't start saying 1 day is Yom, 1 day is Chol, make all your lambdas. Good? So right away, Rav and Shmuel both say that egg born on this day is Asur on the next day. What does that mean? It's one Kedusha or two Kedushas?
One
Kedusha. So Kohen Rashi right away and says that according to this, if you weren't keeping 2 days Rosh Hashanah because you were doubting which one, maybe 1 day's Chal wouldn't know what to do. It was originally Chatz Shehu Chay Kavua Vadech. It would be certainly a Chay Kavua, a set rule, Liyas Kiyam Arach, to be like one of them in the Rabbanan. Right? Because originally that's the way they made it. And therefore it's Kedusha Achas. Shemit Chila, that originally from the beginning, Loi Machma Safik, it wasn't because of a doubt, his chidu that they began last season to do the 2 days yomta. The reason why they were keeping the second day yomta was not because there was any doubt, right? Because if it was a doubt, what does that mean? If it's a doubt, then shtei kedushas, right? So it was not a situation where they kept the second day because of a doubt, but it was because the original takana was to keep 2 days, which makes kedusha achas. So therefore, egg born today is also around the second day. Good, right? Just easing us into what's going on over here. Now, our Gemara is going to explain to us why they originally enacted it should be one. Why originally they said you have to keep 2 days yomtiv. It was not because of a sub, it was a different reason. Good? Let's see the Gemara now to explain what the reason was why you have to keep 2 days. The Tanan, it was told in the Mishnah. Parishayna, in the beginning, Haimekabalit Edus Nachadish Kolayon. Originally, they would accept, right, when they opened up the Bestin, they would accept Edus Nachadish, the testimony for the new moon, right? We know you have to have two Edim come and say, we saw the new moon. Tells us we see, make sure that you saw the real moon, we ask some questions. Originally, we would, Bestin would be open, accept Edim to testify on the new moon, calling him the entire first day of Rosh Hashanah. That's his open. We're happy to bring Edim to tell us today's Rosh Hashanah. Today's Rosh Chodesh, right? Pamachas, one time, what happened? The Edim were delayed. Like, Nishtahu means they were delayed. They waited to come. They delayed. They were delayed. And they did not come until after they brought the mincha of the Bein HaRabayim. After they brought the evening mincha. When they sang the Shira, the second time they sang the Shir, the Levim would sing. Let's see, hey, Amar Aleph, five Avinus, Galgalu HaLevim. The Shir, the Levim, they messed up, they got messed up with the song, because they ended up singing the weekday song, since the Edom didn't come yet, right? It's already 9.5 hours into the day. They're ready, they're bringing the Karban Mincha, the Mincha of the evening, and they sing, and the way, right, they sing with the Tamid in the morning, the Tamid in the evening, that's when they sing. So now they sang the wrong song because they sang a weekday song. Then the Edom came running in. 10th hour, the Edom came running in. We said today, oh, today was really Rosh Hashanah. So it's good. Everyone kept Rosh Hashanah. So anyway, we were keeping Rosh Hashanah, right? No, right? Everyone kept Rosh Hashanah. But the song was the wrong song.
We said, what is it on
now? What does that mean?
What's, is there an Easter on now? What is it on now?
Levim.
On the Levim.
It's not the Levim's fault. I said in the Beit HaMikdash, it sounded like we want to sing the right thing. I don't know, it's not a Veira.
It's
It's a kokol. It's something got messed up in the service. I say, what, you might be Kabbalah? It's not Avera. They didn't do any Avera. But the system was not. You know, whoever works to be Kabbalah, you sing this song today because of all the world. So you should be Kabbalah. It was messed up. You didn't do the right davening for today. It's like davening, weekday davening, basically. Right. It's not Avera. But it sounds like the system wasn't perfect.
It's an Avera daven call on Shabbos.
I'm supposed to continue. Finish that, but I'm going to finish that. It's also
a Kilko.
It's also a Kilko. It's Kilko.
Not
a Kilko.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right,
it's a Kilko.
They made it right at the beginning to prevent the security.
No, they didn't make it. We're saying originally they didn't make it. Until it happened once, then they right. It said originally they would accept them the whole day. Until this kilkul happened, then they realized that they had this issue. So now we said once this problem occurred, then we said from now on we don't take them after 9.5 hours. Once we bring the car of mincha, 9.5 hours to the day, no more accepting edus. No more accepting edus v'chadosh. Right? Which means, so what does that mean? That today it has to be Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow also has to be Rosh Hashanah. It means we're making tomorrow Aleph. Like we'll see soon. Ah. So let's see what happened over here. We said it's Kalkul Avim B'Shir, they sang the wrong Shir. So it's given the Medita Kana, Shalayu Mekabum Esa'edim, they should no longer accept the witnesses, Ella Ad HaMincha. Tol Mincha, Tol 9,000 to the day, when you can bring the Karmen Mincha, we accept. When you can bring the Karmen Tamen, sorry, then you can accept it. After that, we no longer accept the Edim.
Because of the second mincha, they could change the song, they could fix it.
Good. The second mincha, by the second tamid, they could still change the song. We'll see in Rashi. Good. We'll see in Rashi. Hanan's already ahead of us. The imbo eidim. The imbo eidim. If the eidim are going to come, mina mincha ulamayla from mincha tamid on, noihagen, we would have a minute. We would oisah hayayim kaidish ulamachar kaidish. We would act that this day is holy and the next day is holy. So again, what's the story here? What's going on here? The Edom really came today. It's day 30. Correct? Really, if we would have made today Rosh Hashanah, today it would have been Rosh Hashanah and that's all. Tomorrow would have been Chol. Correct? Really, maybe that's what we used to do originally. If you come 10 hours into the day, still, you came today, today's Rosh Hashanah. Right? But today be Rosh Hashanah. And tomorrow is Michal.
Was the time of the Gedolah, was that the Karam, is what we're saying?
Yeah. Because from the time you were able to bring the evening Mincha, from that time, we don't, right, since it's possible to bring the evening Mincha, sing the Shira with it, sorry, the evening tamid, so 9/8 hours into the day, we stop accept, from 9/8 hours into the day, when we start accepting, when we can start bringing the carbon mincha, that's when we stop accepting the 80. Because it's already possible for them to bring the carbon tamid and sing the shir.
What do you do with shviz? Shviz comes in Rosh Hashanah.
What shviz?
It's suffering Rosh Hashanah.
What shviz mean?
Shmita, sorry, not
Shmita. It's a Shmita. It's a Shmita. It's a Shmita. What was it again? You can't pick anything anyway today.
No, but you have to, like, for stuff that was already picked, that was, like, herbs and stuff.
See, you have to be Machmer. Yeah, you can be Machmer. But Shmita, you're reading through the Shoshana. You go from the first
thing. You can do the Kenyan level on the Shoshana. Like, you can require it yourself.
Good question. Usually you don't make Kenyan. It could be over there. Come here, I don't know right now. I don't know. Usually don't make Kenyan, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's a good chance. Side question. Fine.
And also, they want to be working. They want to do normal work because they assume it's the Yom Tov.
Oh, right. They want to be working anyways. So it'd be a normal Yom Tov. Right, correct. So let's see Rashi. So we'll go over this again. Originally, they would accept the Eidus Kol HaYom. What does Rashi say? What's Kol HaYom mean?
Which Rashi
one? One Dalet on the face.
Kol HaYom?
Yeah. Two lines to the bottom. It's good?
Yeah.
So originally we accept Eidus Kol HaYom, which is when? Yom Shloshim Shel Elul, the 30th day of Elul. We accept Eidus the entire 30th day of Elul. And really, it would be Erev, like Yaakov was telling you, it would be Erev how you oyster b'malacha. Really, from the evening already before, from the evening beforehand, from the last night already, we would say it's forbidden to do malacha. Why? Because Shema Yiskadish HaChadish L'machar. Maybe tomorrow morning, Beis Din is going to open, and they're going to do Kiddush HaChadish. They're going to make today Rosh Chodesh. The Nifts that's going to come out, Shehalayla is at tonight, is really Yom Tov. It's ready for the night before, we didn't do Malachah. Shekhen Kol HaYom, because the whole day, Mitzapid, we would wait, La'edos for the testimony, for the Eidim, for the witnesses. Ra'eh HaLevan, who saw the moon. Ulai, maybe Yavar, maybe they'll come. So the whole day we say, maybe today's Rosh Hashanah, maybe not. The Chol Sha'a Sheba and Asher Techsha. And whenever they come until it gets dark, they would accept their testimony, and they would sanctify the month by the year of that day, which means that day would be Aleph, and that day would be Rosh Hashanah. So we used to accept the Eidim until nightfall. Until that's the closes, we would accept the Eidim. Until when? Until the Levian messed up the shir. Let's see the Rashi and Hey Amun Aleph. We always accept until the Neskakul Levian Bashir. Until the Eidim got messed up, they messed with the song. Which shir? The Tamid Shalvein Arbaim. In the Tamid, right, they bring a carbon Tamid every day. Right, twice a day, in the morning and the evening. So they messed up the shir and the evening carbon Tamid. Sha'amr by Shir Shalchol, they said the song a weekday because they didn't know, they thought it still could be still be a weekday. They said the Shir a weekday. Shayu Svurim, because they thought, their logic was, they're not going to come anymore. Bayam Chol, so today is Chol. They said, they're not coming, it's already 9.5 hours into the day, they're not coming anymore. Uch Shabbat, but when they actually came that day, Nimza comes out, Shu Kaidish, today was really Rosh Hashanah. And they sang the wrong Shir. So then what we said, after it's possible to sing the Shira, after 9,000, after we can bring the carbon down Abayim, we could no longer accept Eidim. And Rashi has a simple question. But you do accept Eidim until then, right? Until 9,000, you do accept Eidim. So that means the morning Talmud, when they sang the Shira, was wrong. So they sang the weekday Shira, right? Rashi says, we don't care about it. That doesn't bother us. We shall shachar ain't toss. It's not a mistake in the morning if you sing the weekday Shira. Because why? Because we would automatically always sing the weekday Shira in the morning. Interesting Rashi. The Betamash al Shachar, Afilu Hukta Shachadish, even if they sanctify the moon, according to Makabasa, before they brought the Betamash al Shachar. Unless you're right, Allah Boker, best it opens, right after Masikin, two Eidim come, and they say today is Rosh Chodesh, and we accept it, right? Then they go and bring the Betamash al Shachar. They would still sing which Shira? The Chol. Why? Still Shir Shachad Shira. I mean, if you should be Rav Hashan, since most years in Ha'edim Memaharim Kol Kach, the Eidim weren't so quick. So you wouldn't want to confuse everybody, the Levim, the Beis HaMikdash. The rule is
Since most years we don't know yet if it's Rosh Hashanah in the morning, just sing the weekday shiur. You don't have to sit there waiting. Is it Rosh Hashanah? Is it now? The one in the morning we don't worry about. You always sing the chal. But our whole shiur here was the evening one. We want at least one of them. At least in the evening, you should make sure to sing the right shiur. Therefore, we say we no longer accept Eidin after the time of Mincha.
Now, isn't there a special Rosh Hashanah offering that they're missing?
So true. So they'll have to bring the Karban Musaf also. So they'll have to bring the Karban Musaf.
Why did you bring that until?
So Lachatchila really also until the Bein Harbayim. Meaning, B'diyevet, you could bring it the whole day. Lachatchila before 7 hours of the day, B'diyevet the whole day. You could bring the Karban Musaf. So on Sabbath, but usually the Tamei Shalom Harbayim was the last Karban.
Not
Tamei Shalom Harbayim. Not Lachatchila. That's supposed to be the last Karban. Correct. So it's, and I'm really asking a question that why does Gemara say 1 year? What happened? They messed up. They sang the wrong shiur, the shiur. The chayr is a bigger problem that you have. They also had to bring the Karban Musaf after the Tamei Shalom Harbayim.
Question: does this apply just for Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they didn't talk about the Tamid, the Rosh Hashanah offering.
But here it says specifically the issue was on Rosh Hashanah. Here it says the issue happened on Rosh Hashanah. And it seems like the issue was on Rosh Hashanah. 1 second.
Like, would this apply for all Rosh Chodeshes or just for the Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah?
There's no The roommate says there's no different song for Rosh Chodesh. Only Yom Tov. It was a regular song. He was part of the Karban Musaf. He's saying that the Rosh Chodesh has no new song.
There's no.
No special.
Rosh
Chodesh
is a Monday. We say
Shir Shalom. We say. I don't think they. We say Baruch Nachi. We also say Baruch Nachi. We also do.
It's
the Shir Shalom. That's what Arzu says. It could be, I don't know. It could be that you just think the regular Shir Shalom. It's not Shavuot.
I mean, the Shir Shalom is just Mizmor Shir Shalom.
That's what we say. Or at least we're singing. Let's look it up. Check it out. Rosh Hashanah talks about the Shir of every day. We try to look up the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, this Gemara says this issue happened. It's a good question. The Gemara is talking about it specifically happened Rosh Hashanah. The other question about the Karban Musaf, the really friend is asking, meaning, you also have another issue, the Karban Musaf. What do you do about the Karban Musaf? If you already brought the Talmud Shalom in Arabayan, right? The rule is you're not allowed to bring the Karban Musaf afterwards. That's also an issue. So that's Yaakov, somebody.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. I mean,
this Yaakov, yeah. Oh, so the Taisa asked that question. So the Taisa answer is, but the Yevid you could bring it. Meaning, to begin with, you shouldn't bring it. To begin with, Halacha is the evening Talmud is supposed to be the last Karban. But if there's a chiyuv to bring another karban, then you'd have to bring it also after Musaf. I mean, voluntary karbanos or nedarim nedavas that have to be brought today. If it's a karban that does not have to be brought today, then you don't bring it after the tamid. Once you bring the evening, that's the last one. It is something the chiyuv had to be today, but the yevid will bring it after the tamid.
It's
still, if we didn't have to bring the karban, we could have brought it whenever we want.
No, I'm saying after they do this tamid.
No, because if they brought it the first minute possible, you still have another 2.5 hours, 9.5 hours. True, right. They didn't have to bring it then. They could have brought it right before shkia. If there's a lot of karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, they could have brought it till the state. They didn't have to bring it then. All I want to say, since it was possible for them to bring it from then already, from 9.5 hours, right? And if they brought it today, they have to be quick. They're doing quick in the Beis HaMikdash. They brought it Rosh the first minute possible, right away. And then the Eidim come afterwards. They messed up. So therefore, this is the timeline where we no longer take Eidim. Because it's possible they brought the Karban Tamid already.
Is it a time, 9.5 hours?
That's when it starts. From Mincha, that's from Mincha, the time of Mincha
Gedolah. I didn't see where it said. It said in Rashi, from the time that they brought the Korban.
Right, but what time is that? What's it called?
It didn't say exactly. Like you're saying that they can bring it at any time. Rashi says specifically they won't bring it until the time of the Korban, whenever that time is. Otherwise, I think they would have been very specific and said from five a minute or whatever it is.
Each department had its time, set time.
I'm not sure that the time was set.
Mordecai, didn't you say 9 hours?
No, so you could bring it up until. One second, you could bring it. One second, I think you could bring it. Oh, no, you could bring it up until 9.5 hours. That's the thing. You could bring the mincha, Karmel mincha.
Starting at a certain amount of hours.
Starting, yeah, starting from, let's say, half hour from Mechan's Dana, like 6.5, until 9.5. So we'll take the Edom until then. Right, we'll take the Edom until then. Once you hit 9.5, which is meaning it's basically the last minute we can bring the Karmel mincha, so we brought the Karmel Talmud, so we brought the Karmel Talmud by 9.5 hours. Right, that's the end time, not the beginning. So then we brought the carbon by then, and then that's it. We can't accept Edom anymore. Wow. So instead, from 9.5, meaning even though it's day, Besdin is open from 9.5 hours till 12 hours. They're open till the end of the day usually, Besdin.
Right.
Still, we no longer take Edom, which means from when you brought the milk, which could have been up until 9.5 hours, no more Edom. So
they
from 9.5,
they tried to push.
Yeah, they were sure.
The,
yeah,
they
were
9.5 hours.
They probably wait, but then once you brought it, finished. No more Edom.
Have to bring it. And then
too bad. No, we can't accept any more Edom because we don't want to mess up this year. Good. Is that good?
But also it takes time to. Cross-examine the Aiden.
Nachon, that also fun. So I have to work it out. There's enough time. Nachon.
Well, interesting, because by not bringing the Aiden, you're not messing up his shir. You just don't know.
Nachon, by not accepting Aiden. True.
Really did the wrong shir.
True.
So they should tell us.
No, because the Hashem says Kiddush HaChadosh goes by whenever the Rabbanan made the Kiddush HaChadosh. It's more worth it for them to make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow and sing the right shir. The Rabbanan would rather make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh sing the right shir.
Even though we need it.
It could have been today, but Chazal say it wasn't really today. Rosh Chodesh is dependent on what the Besdin says. The Torah says it's dependent. So it really wasn't. It really could have been technically. There was potential for today to be Rosh Chodesh, but it's dependent on Besdin. Rosh Chodesh, Hashem says everything Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov depends on the Besdin, on the Rabbanan. So since they didn't accept it, so it means tomorrow. Nachon, they could. So it's interesting. They could have accepted it made today Rosh Hashanah, but they didn't want to because they didn't want to mess up the shir. So they're making it tomorrow Rosh Hashanah.
It's all about the shir, not being messed up.
Nachon, they're very mocking on the shir. It's all about the songs. They're singing to Hashem. It's true that it's worth it for them to, because they don't want to mess up the shir, to make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. Even though they know it could have been Rosh Chodesh today. And if you would take the Eidim, best would make Rosh Chodesh today. They don't want to mess up the shir. Make sure you sing the right song. You gotta sing the right song of the day. Make that say, okay, we'll wait till tomorrow. If we don't decide to proclaim Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh till tomorrow. Get back to the other question. Tell us this question about what about the Karmel Mosef. So we said, the Karmel Mosef isn't such an issue because they can bring it, but yeah, they can bring it after the Karmel Mincha. But the shir, it seems like once you sing the song, by the time you can't re-sing the song. That's what it sounds like. You sing when you bring this carbon tamid. You can't re-sing the right song. It's over. It's done. Maybe it's Tikkunim and Shemayim. Got it.
Well, Musa also has a song.
Yeah, but if they sing, they're going to sing. But those are the shira of the sound. Yeah, wasn't that they sing? Right. Here's the shira showing you the song of that day. Right. Yeah. It's true. They did sing things. They were stuck with everything said with the Musa also. We wrote in the Gemara Sukkah that talks about it. But over here, so specifically this, we don't want it to get messed up. Fine. Well, let's see the next Rashi. What we're talking about? Adam Mincha. So we said from now. We said we're not taking them. We only take on them up until Mincha, right? Ad Hakravas Tamid Shalbein Arba'in, until the bringing of the Tamid of the evening. Avala Akar Mikan. After that time, let's say after this, after we bring it, or let's say after the latest can be is 9.5 hours, like we were saying. Avala Gan Oysayom Harehu Meuber. Then we'll say this month must be. A leaf month must be a pregnant month. That this month is going to have the Elul will have 30 days, right? So when is the first day of Tishrei? When do we count Miyam HaMakaras from the next day, from Sunday, Liyam HaKippurim for Sukkot? Right? When are we going to count the 10th day of the month, the 15th day of the month? It's going to count. We'll count day one is tomorrow, and then we'll count 10 days from there, not from day 30, but from the next day, from day one, from the next day. Now what happened? Now fine. So we don't take Edim after. Mincha Olamai, we don't take Edim. The Imba or Edim, Mina Mincha Olamai, let's say the Edim did come from Mincha and on. Right? Afafi, even though, She'ein Mainim Lamai Adis, we don't count for the Yom of Taivin, Mehayon. Right? We don't count them from today. Correct? We don't start counting today. Today's day 30, tomorrow's day 1. Lay Mizazal and Bay, we don't degrade Baha'i Shlosh, we don't degrade this 30th day and say, oh, everyone go back to work, go get put your sneakers on, start doing Malacha. You have to finish this day with Isser Malacha. You're not allowed to work. even though we know we're making Rosh Chodesh tomorrow at this point, because we're not, we've already, festivals closed, we're not clearing the, today Rosh Chodesh, so today's not Rosh Hashanah, still, we don't really start doing Malacha. You have to keep it thinking, we don't want it next year, like we learned earlier, Rashi wrote it earlier, we had twice already, right? Twice already, so Rashi didn't bring it to stuff. We had earlier that we don't want it to cheapen you have the next thing and say, why should I give you the first day for it? The next thing and tell me, anyway, halfway through the day, you wasted your time. Could have gone to work and done your own thing. Yeah, could have saved money on all the Yom Tov meals. So we say, next year, make sure. So therefore, for this day, we make sure you do it. So, we finish this day, but you saw it with the forbidden, we don't let you do any work that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Just like Hashar Huzur, just like we warned you, Ad ha-mincha, until mincha mi-malacha, so too you have to finish it b'kedusha. Ah, what we see. Tchilas asiyah, the original reason why they made Shnei Yamim Rosh Hashanah, the reason why sometimes they would have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, why would they sometimes have 2 days Rosh Hashanah? I feel a bit best than happens, even for the time of Bestin. But let me stop, it wasn't a doubt. The thing of 2 days Rosh Hashanah wasn't from some guy who lived in who knows where, and he didn't know which day was Rosh Chodesh, so he had to do 2 days and down. Even in Eretz Yisrael, someday they would do 2 days. Some years. If the Eidah would come right away before Mincha, true, today's Rosh Hashanah is 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Correct? They had something. But let's say they would come after Mincha, even at the time of Vestin, we would make, purposely, we made enacted, you have to keep 2 days. Right? We don't, right, today's, tomorrow's really Rosh Hashanah. Today we make Rosh Hashanah because we don't want you to cheapen right the first day Rosh Hashanah. So we enact you keep 2 days, not because of any doubt. We did it on purpose with full intention, full concentration. Nachon? So therefore, we see that originally made Rosh Hashanah, even Bestin who would let me, it wasn't a stop. So what's the rule? If it's, we said Bestin is moved purposely 2 days, is it 1 day or 2 days? How many Kedushas are there? If Bestin made 2 days on purpose, they made a takana 2 days.
One
so it's one kedusha. It's not misavers. It's not musavers. It's not two kedushas. We originally made it one long day because we made it a takana. Shariz vaday she yom tov lamacha. We Bestin knew tomorrow is going to be yom tov. Tomorrow is going to be the first day. The afal pikan is still in all. Tikkunu la'asaisai. We said today also has to be yom tov. Shmami no. There's a proof from here. It's a rule from the Chachamim. The command was to do this day Yom Tov. When Eidim come after Mincha, the people that are far. So if you're in Yerushalayim, so what comes out? Let's just hold our heads on straight. Finish this Rashi, then let you go. In Yerushalayim. Some years were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Was it because we had any doubts? No doubts. Best thing said, you have to keep 2 days, right? Because the Eidim came after Mincha. We don't want to make today weekday because next year you're going to cheapen it. So today's Yom Tov, tomorrow's Yom Tov, tomorrow's going to be Aleph. Good? So therefore it was Takana. Therefore it's Kedusha Achas because one Takana. Good. So therefore, an egg born today, not the Bezen. Asur b'zeh, Rav and Shmuel both say it's important today. It's also important because since it's a three-step thing. Since first of all, it's a takana. We see Bethany made it wasn't a stop. Bethany made a takana. Bethany said you have to keep 2 days, right? That means it's kedusha achas, correct? Which means if it's born on this day, it's asur tomorrow because one more kedusha. Good. Oh, so that's if you're in Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's one more kedusha. Step 1, 2, 3. Good. That's a Rav understood. Another b'zeh. Now what about, that's all for in Yerushalayim. What about if you're far away? Also if you're far away, if everybody had a good point, it doesn't have to be 15 days away. Be even a 1 day away, because now it's Rosh Hashanah, right? You have to get this message that today was Rosh Chodesh, even from 1 day away. If it, even half a day away, you could miss it.
Right. Right? Yeah, so, they come in the afternoon.
Right, you don't know. So you don't know.
They came right before the time was offered in the afternoon.
But you don't know that. If you're far, you don't
right,
know that.
That's my point.
It could have been they came. So it could have been they came. Let's say even they came in the morning. I'm living a day away from Yerushalayim. What?
Load.
A load, fine. And so you don't know exactly where, what happened. So I'm sitting here a day away, a day's travel away, 1 day away. Let's say in Lod, the Gemara says, was 1 day away's travel, like by Tel Aviv, where the airport is right, that was 1 day's travel away by their however they got there.
Why did the reason
so would it help them? For a certain, but there's a certain point that wouldn't help.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They could go on. Yeah. They allowed people. There were a lot of people to teach. Well, yeah, it was an expression. Yeah, it was a very fast guy. Even if they had it, but the farthest point was a certain point they can't get to today.
Right.
Wherever that point was, so what's their stopping? But again, very important. If you're very far away, it's not the stuff we had until now, you don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. It's not your suffix. If you're very far away, you have a different suffix over here. I don't know, is best in making 2 days this year, or is best in making 1 day this year? If the Eidim came in the morning before Mincha, best in making 1 day Rosh Hashanah. They came after Rosh Hashanah, best in is enacting this year's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So my suffix, if I live far, isn't a suffix if it's 1 day, maybe yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, maybe today is. My suffix here is, did best in make 2 days or not?
Right.
So again, my stomach is based on a takanas chachamim. So whenever it's based on a takanas chachamim, what's the rule? When it's takanas chachamim, let's say, I'm not sure, it could be the chachamim made 2 days over here. So if it's the chachamim made this year too, then it's kedusha achas. So even if you're far away, you're not mistaken, is today Rosh Chodesh or not. You're in doubt, did best to make 2 days Rosh Chodesh this year, or 1 day? Did they make 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 1 day Rosh Chodesh? So they're also, if it's more than 1 day, it's also on the next day. Because they're also that they're keeping 2 days because of a takanas bestin. They're just unsure. It could be bestin made it 2 days or 1 day. But they're not clarity, non-clarity, is if there was a takanas bestin. On the chance there was a takanas to keep 2 days, then they have to keep 2 days. Yeah.
But in Yerushalayim.
Depends on the year.
Right. Some days they would keep it 1 day, some days they would keep it 2 days.
Some years, good, fine.
There was no takana over there in Yerushalayim. They would make a decree that year. This is a 1 day.
Correct. Fine. But if there was a decree this year, but what Ravish Bull's case is in a case where there was a decree. Again, it's good. So he's bringing that point. There were some years that there was only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. One second. So there was 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Correct. So that means it's very simple. So that's obvious. If the egg is born today, tomorrow is weekday. So Ravish Bull aren't talking about that. Of course, Rav and Shmuel hold it more.
That's what Rav says in the second. The second part is that it is permitted.
I'm saying, hold on one second. I'm saying differently. I'm saying Rav and Shmuel were not holding in. They were holding outside of Israel.
No, or in
outside
Israel.
Of Israel.
No, you don't have to say that. They were in Israel, but in a case where we made 2 days, or they're in Yerushalayim, in a scenario where we made 2 days, they were in Yerushalayim.
I don't think so.
Why not? It's the same case.
Of course it is.
Kedusha's
Achas is only when it's a set degree forever.
It's not true.
It's a set degree.
It's not true.
That is a degree on that year.
It's not true. You see with this Gemara, it's not true. You see here, Takanas Chacham means Takanas Chacham. If it was, in our last Gemara, that's what it meant. Takanas Chacham translated in the last Gemara that Takana was to do it forever. That was the translation. If you say it's forever, it meant this is Takana. It just had to translate like that. But this Gemara, you see, it's not true.
But it's not a
Takana. It's a Takana for the years that were not. They come every time they come after Mincha. This is Takana forever. Stay even forever. Every time the Eidim come after Mincha, Takana is you keep 2 days. Takana is Chachamim. Takana. They come after Mincha, you have to keep 2 days.
But it wasn't a Takana from the beginning.
Who cares? So what?
It's the kind of later on that they made.
Said, but
so therefore, you see that it wasn't.
Yeah, and you're confusing. It's not true. That
there, you see, it wasn't Kedusha's
Achas. You still don't. It doesn't matter. It was still in the time of Chazal. See, it was still in the time of Chazal made a takana. It wasn't out of a suffix. It wasn't a later thing we did because of a minute.
It was out of a suffix.
But you bring
why they made this takana from the outside of Eretz Israel. It was never in suffix. It's always in suffix. So they made a takana over there. But by this, you see that it's 2 days, and then that guy had to make a takana.
I'm saying. I'll talk to you after. I said, let's try to finish it inside. You bring in the last thing, but it's not really so connected. You're coming for the last thing of the same svar, but it's not the same. I'm saying that you bring in the last svar. Fine. So what are we saying here? Well, let's see. This finish this big Rashi over here. Let's just finish this Rashi that he explains that it was always a takana. If you're in Yerushalayim and you're keeping 2 days, it's a takana because you're keeping 2 days because fine, because Chazashi you have to keep 2 days, even though we know today's not Rosh Chodesh. Let's finish this Rashi. We're like halfway through the Rashi. First word on the line. Let's say you're very far. They have to do it. They have to do it every year 2 days. Why? Because Shema Yavayu, they don't know. Maybe Yavayu Eidim Acher HaMincha. Maybe the Eidim came after Mincha. And behold, it's one Kedusha. Because in the years that it came, the Eidim come after Mincha. Chazal Mekatakani, you have to keep 2 days. It's Kedusha Achas. So they don't know what happened. And therefore, ain't got one of a manushah. They can't say a manushah either way. Chad minayu chal. One day is chal. Because it's not really clear if one day is for sure chal. The Shema maybe. Ain't kan chal. Maybe this year, there's no weekday. El Shneim Kaddish. Both days are Kaddish. Because Chazal made in Yerushalayim 2 days Kaddish this year. So my study in this scenario is really going to be, did best to make 2 days or not. So therefore, there also, they'll always have to keep 2 days. Therefore, the egg that's born on this day is Asur Bazeh. So either way, if you're in Yerushalayim and they made 2 days this year, then Nalda Bazeh, if it's born on this day, Asur Bazeh, because it's to Kedusha Achas this year. Right? And if you're far away, you don't know what happened this year. So therefore, Nalda Bazeh also is going to be, therefore Nalda Bazeh is going to be Asura Bazeh. Fashkech. Bah, Baruch Hashem. Okay, a minute.
Yeah.
What?
You still have half an hour.
What?
You still have half an hour.
Well, we do review then.
Okay.